I'm Mark Mallett. Welcome to the Now Word for February 11th, 2016. Well, our Lenten retreat continues now in day two. The title of this podcast is The Necessity of Faith. And I've chosen that title because I've really sensed in the last few days that Our Lady is saying that unless we have faith in God, nothing is going to change in our lives. Nothing. And I think that really goes to the root of why so many of us are trying hard, but nothing's changing. It's because we're still trying to control things. We're still trying to do things our way. And we have to concede. We have to lay down our will and take up the will of God. Or as St. Paul put it, he said, without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Now, I think most of you listening, obviously, you believe in God, believe in his existence, but a lot of us really struggle with the idea that God will reward me. It's a beautiful promise, but you know, it doesn't really apply to me, and I think that's often because we find ourselves rationalizing that all our trials, our problems, and our crosses, well, that's just God really just punishing me because he's holy and I'm not. And really, again, brothers and sisters, that's the way the accuser of the brethren, Satan, as St. John calls him, this accuser, that's really the way he works. He accuses us all the time that God couldn't possibly want to reward you, God doesn't possibly, he won't bless you, and so on. And that's why St. Paul says that in all circumstances, especially that one, we need to hold faith, he said, as a shield to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one, those flaming arrows that seem to burn up our joy and our peace. And as I said yesterday, if we don't hold up that faith, we tend to fall back into a bondage to fear, anxiety, and self-preservation. And that's because we fear God because of our sins. We become anxious then, and then we start taking our own lives in our own hands. Because ultimately, we believe that God won't bless me, a sinner, and therefore I have to bless myself. And usually we're on the short end of that stick. Usually the blessings that we give ourselves are nothing compared to what God wants to give us. And he does. He wants to really bless you, especially beginning with this Lenten retreat. Listen to what the scriptures say about how the Lord really approaches us, even in our sin. In the Psalms it says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He does not deal with us according to our sins. In Lamentations it says, the Lord's acts of mercy are not exhausted. His compassion is not spent. They are renewed each morning. Great is your faithfulness. Brothers and sisters, I think the problem is that we really don't believe those words. God rewards the saints, not me. He has compassion for the faithful, not me. And in fact, isn't the first sin of Adam and Eve really essentially, it's not that they took a forbidden fruit, it's that they didn't trust the Lord. And ultimately, they began to take their own lives in their own hands. They took that fruit. But really, initially, their sin was that they didn't trust God. And this wounded trust still lingers in the flesh of men. And, you know, I think of the movie The Lord of the Rings and how Frodo, he was stabbed by this poisonous sword. And after the wound was healed, even many years later, he still always carried this wound, this pain in his heart. And I think that's the way it is for us too, that even though baptism heals us of original sin, we still have this wound which is not fully trusting in God, which is why Scripture says that it's only by faith that we're saved. And what that faith does is and the whole work of reconciling with God is a restoration of that relationship of trust. Because when we come to really trust in God and that trust becomes total, when it's total, that's when we find true peace in the Lord. It says in Romans, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand. We have to trust God in order to have that full peace with God. But you know what, today, the modern mind is so removed from grace because our faith is so impoverished. We look at the rationalization of man today. It's in such an extreme that we cannot we chalk up as superstition or delusion anything that can't be measured with a scope or deciphered by a computer. I mean, the new atheism today is essentially, you produce God in a petri dish, and then I'll believe in him. But it's not only in the scientific realm, the medical realm, where there is such huge doubt in God and in the mystical. But even in the church, some of our contemporary theologians have really questioned the miracles of Jesus. They've rationalized them away, given a rational explanation to them. And they've even questioned, gone so far as to question the divinity of Jesus. Even some of our clergy, it's sad to say, all too frequently frown upon mystical phenomena, scorn apparitions of Our Lady. They deride charisms or downplay prophecy. Many laymen, of course, follow in their footsteps. Such that we've become such an intellectual, philosophical church, I think we look nothing like the faith-filled, radical, world-transforming early church. Brothers and sisters, how we need to become simple, faithful, and courageous like them once again. And really, here at this moment, I've just given you the key to where this Lenten retreat is going. For really, what we're being called to right now is to become copies of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That is, to become totally abandoned to God in faith. For, as I said yesterday, if we're speaking about giving birth again to Jesus, well, we already have our prototype, and that's Our Lady. Who is more simple, more faithful, and more courageous than Our Lady? Simple. In Scripture, it would often say that she pondered what our Lord said because she didn't understand. And she was faithful, beginning with, most especially with her fiat to the angel Gabriel. That changed, turned her whole life upside down. And who was more courageous than Our Lady, who almost alone by herself stood beneath the cross with all these Roman soldiers standing around her? The great Marian Saint Louis de Montfort, he said that towards the end of the world, Almighty God and His Holy Mother are going to raise up great saints who will surpass in holiness most of the other saints as much as the cedars of Lebanon tower above little shrubs. And of course, you're probably saying, as I am probably now too, who, me? No, not me. Yes, you and me. You see, already our lack of faith is being exposed, and it's only day two of this retreat, brothers and sisters. So the goal of this apostolate, and most especially of this Lenten retreat, is to help you reach a disposition where you are docile to the incredible hidden work that God is doing at present, even while the rest of the world is descending into chaos. And I really think this is important for you to understand this. God isn't washing his hands of the world and standing back. No, he's got a plan, and he's doing it precisely in the midst of chaos. And the docility he's calling us to is faith, absolute trust in him and in his plan. So don't be surprised if he's calling nobodies like you and me to himself. Mary was a nobody, but she was a beautiful, humble, and docile nobody, which is why the Lord is calling you and I to become copies of her. Saint Louis de Montfort, he said, "The Holy Spirit, finding his dear spouse present again in souls, that is Mary, will come down into them with great power. He will fill them with his gifts, especially wisdom, by which they will produce wonders of grace." That age of Mary, when many souls, chosen by Mary and given her by the Most High God, will hide themselves completely in the depths of her soul, becoming living copies of her, loving and glorifying Jesus. Listen, don't let this language of Mary scare you away. A lot of people think Mary is stealing the thunder of Christ. No, she's the lightning that illuminates him, that glorifies him. And so Mary has chosen you. If you're listening to this retreat, I have no doubt that she has chosen you. Even if you're a Protestant or an evangelical, you're curious what this Catholic guy has to say. She's chosen you too because she's your mother. She's not the mother of Catholics. She's the mother of all people. And so listen, the entire foundation of this work of the Holy Spirit to create in us copies of Mary so that we too would give birth to Christ in the world, the entire foundation of this is faith, absolute trust. And faith is a gift. It's a gift, and we have to ask for this gift. And God wants to give this gift, so we have to ask for it. And so as this Lenten treat continues, we have to, I think, reset our hyper-rational minds. We have to stop trying to control. We have to stop trying to know, to control, to comprehend everything. And I think more than anything, though, we have to rest in the truth that God loves us just as we are. He loves us even despite how terrible we really are. And for some of us, this is like moving a mountain. But a little faith, Jesus said, goes a long way. If you have faith, he said, the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So even becoming a saint, becoming a copy of Mary, is not impossible for the one who has faith the size of a mustard seed. Faith is a gift, though. And so let's begin this second day of our retreat, asking the Lord to increase it. Place the mere 5 loaves and 2 fish of your present faith into the basket of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and carry it to the Lord of multiplication to increase, multiply, and overflow your heart with faith. And forget your feelings. Forget them. Ask, Jesus said, and you will receive. And so here is a little powerful prayer to help you. Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. In summary, then, the work of God at this hour in the world is to raise up saints who are copies of the Virgin Mary so that they too will give birth to Christ in the world. All he asks of us is faith, total trust in his plan. And so St. Paul says, examine yourselves to see whether you are holding to your faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? So may Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, that being rooted and grounded in love, you may have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Yes, filled just like Mary, who was full of grace. God bless you.